Hi, this is
Blog
Becky.
Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Becky Masarita, and I am co-host of the Art of Love show. On the air with me is co-host Linda Motley Muhammad, and we're just going to explain or introduce ourselves for a little bit and then talk about upcoming shows since we only have about 15 minutes. So we're just going to be real and tell you like it is. I am a psychotherapist in private practice. I am a yoga instructor and a Reiki master. I teach psych yoga, which incorporates psychotherapy and yoga together, and also teach Reiki yoga, incorporating Reiki and yoga together. Seems to be very helpful in healing. And I specialize in people with imbalances. So we can go ahead and move over to Linda and have her introduce herself, and we'll talk about our Soul in the City series.
Hi, everyone, and this is Linda, and I am a registered nurse minister. I do Stay La Touch, which is a healing and relaxing touch, and just an overall child of the Most High God. And we are open to talk to people and to bring them into the experiences that we are experiencing as we go on this journey called life. And we're so glad to have everybody come in and listen and take the journey with us today. Well, Becky, let's begin talking about love.
Well, let's just get real and talk about love, what it is and how we got to be where we are and sharing what we know and really what our clients have brought to us and friends and everybody else. This isn't going to be like your mom and pop show, that's for sure. This is definitely going to be real. We're going to probably be sitting here eating and maybe having a drink or two as we're talking to you. Just two girlfriends being real with each other, not the kind of conversations that most people think women have, but we have no secrets. And although everything is sacred and genuine, there really is no need to hold anything back, to hide anything, because we're hiding a part of ourselves, and is that really who we want to be? Just like we were talking about love, and to make a long story short, we both went online to different dating services to see what that was like, to get some research on some of our workshops that we do on the Art of Love. We've had some interesting experiences with that.
Very interesting experience. And dating online is such a journey in itself. When you're single, you got to watch out for the jerks and the safety issues, and we just want to do that for everybody to make sure that you take your time with that whole dating line, because you meet those people who really want to move quickly, and that's always a red flag. So you want to get to know the person. You want to take your time. You want to get start your emails first before you pass numbers. And I learned this the hard way.
And don't wink at everybody.
Yes, and I did lots of winking, people winking, so I flirted back, and it was fun. But the learning experience is that it's a lot of needy and hurting people out there, and when you put yourself on the online whole program, you're putting yourself out there. So, you know, be careful about that. Be careful about the people you go out. You know, on that first date, that has been interesting for me to do that in a public place and not to meet somebody at their house. Safety is always the first issue.
And always let somebody know where you are. Either text them ahead of time, give them the coordinates, give them the address, and make sure a few people know where you are and when you're going and when you're coming home, that kind of a thing, which is always important. But, you know, underlying everything, and we'll get to this more in our Soul in the City series, is that in order to be able to even get to the point where you're in partnership with someone else, whether it's male, female, whatever your sexual preference, is you really need to love yourself first. And how do you go about doing that? What do you have to uncover? What do you have to release? What beliefs do you need to clear about yourself and about others in order to really do that? Because, you know, everyone hears it, oh, you need to love yourself first before you can love anyone else. But it really is true, and I know personally as well as professionally, so we can speak on this, and we both will in elaborate length when we're doing the Soul in the City series. but that's something that's really, without that, you don't have much relationship with anyone.
And just the whole thing about loving yourself is, you know, getting rid of old baggage. Because when you're about to embark relationship, to bring in baggage from the old relationship, old, you know, even old soul ties and all of that, it's important to release all that before you even begin the journey of meeting somebody new and giving them a fresh start and not taking that old stuff with you. You know, get rid of all the old baggage before you even embark on a new relationship. I think that's really important. And some of the things we'll be discussing in our series on Soul in the City. We also will be talking about falling in love. Becky, give me your views on that whole falling in love thing.
I know. It's interesting that hit me because I am one of the men that I am talking with. He's a real sweetheart, and I'm enjoying spending time with him. And do you really want, you know, and I brought this up to him, and I brought this up to Linda and a few friends, close friends, is do you really want to fall in love? And what does that mean? I mean, it could just be a question of semantics, but in all honesty, when you fall in love, when you fall anyway, you fall, you're going to get hurt. You might take somebody else down with you. Sounds like you're falling, so you might stumble. And do you really want to fall in love? That implies that you're going to go unconscious. And you don't want to go unconscious because you might go unconscious for a couple of days, a couple of hours, a couple of months, a couple of years, and then wake up one day and have your eyes open, really see the person that you're with for who they are, good stuff, bad stuff, not judging, but all of the spectrum of who they are. And when you fall, really, that implies that you're going blind, that you can't see who they really are. Wouldn't you rather soar? Wouldn't you rather see that other person for who they are, just like you see yourself for who you are? And wouldn't you rather soar together, be your own autonomous self, have them be their own autonomous self, and then come together and share life together, still being your autonomous self, still having your own individual likes, dislikes, but coming together in partnership so that you're there for, you show up every day for yourself, you show up every day for him or for her, for whoever.
Soaring in love sounds a lot more choice. And I think a lot of people have the thing with falling in love, it's like it's not a deliberate action. So then when you say you soar in love, it's like you're deliberately choosing to love somebody, which I guess when you think about it, even though these words are somatic, but words are so powerful. And so part of me is like, well, would I really want to soar in love? But I guess I would, because I would really want to experience when you soar, I see my eyes open, I see my hands wide open, so my heart is open to the person. And I'm at my most open person and my most open part of life and giving and open when I soar in love. So when you first said that, I was like, well, yeah, I want to fall in love. I want it to be romantic and passionate and all of that. But when I really think about it, to soar in love is to really take that height of love with a person. They take a ride with them. It's a partnership with both people's eyes open.
And, you know, we're actually starting to run out of time here. We only have 6 minutes left. But this is what we're going to talk more in depth in our Soul in the City series. And we're also going to talk about, is it possible to really fall in love at first sight, or is it really lust? I mean, come on, are we talking with our gonads and our hormones?
No, I have.
No, unfortunately, no, I have, too, and I was one of those.
To fall in love at first sight, you know, it's really infatuation, and there is a big difference between infatuation and actual love. Love is long-standing and enduring.
The connection that you have so instantaneously sometimes with someone else, it may not be that you need to go to bed with them, you have to get married with them, but it may just be something where you're working together in business, you're doing your mission, it's some of your soul purpose that you're coming together with. So you don't have to jump into bed and just into the sack with them. It's just really when your eyes are open, you're conscious of all of this, and you can really take a look and say, you know what, this man's got this and this and this and this, and it's wonderful, and he's a sweet man, but I'm not attracted to him in that way, or I'm this or I'm that, and really to take a look at that and see it for what it is and to be mature enough to acknowledge what's really happening.
You're really empowering to yourself to empower yourself to make the choice to love somebody. And that's really what our whole series is going to be about this radio program is going to be about. It's about empowering you to make healthy lifestyle choices and be in the moment and living each moment to a vibrant and passionate life.
To know that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and what does that like? What does it look like to live it every day, knowing that your biggest connection that you have is to God, to Spirit, to Muhammad, to Buddha, whatever name you want to call Creator, whatever name you want to call God, it's okay with me as long as you call him or call her.
Well, you know, for me, I have to be called God. Is and to be connected to God. Not that I have anything against any other religion, but, you know, I am who I am, and we're real. But to be connected to God in that connection and to allow him to guide you. And that's a journey and a walk that we're both taking. And to be honest, sometimes I stumble along the way, but he is so infinitely kind and compassionate that he picks us up. And it's okay to stumble.
Have your eyes open.
But I have my eyes open.
You're in love with God.
Truly,
God, the Spirit Creator, is our most important partner.
And if you can connect to that love relationship, it'll be easier to connect to another relationship because you'll let him guide you through any other intimate relationship. I think we're about up, Becky, and it has been such a blast. I've enjoyed it. This is our regular girl talk, you guys. So
come enjoy some more when we're doing the Soul in the City series.
Yes. Come on, have some coffee and come on and call
drink
in.
Something to eat.
We do all
and
of that.
Be real. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good show. We got 3 minutes. 2 minutes remaining. Okay. Are you sure you want to end the show? We really ended it. It wasn't really anything. Okay. Yes.